Man poses as 49ers player to scam 26 women out of $1.3 million. By Marianne Angela on August 30, 2026. A man accused of posing as a San Francisco 49ers player used dating apps, football gear and bogus financial records to take $1.3 million from women. In a press release on Tuesday, the Justice Department said Dejon Labrae Love, 35, and Taylor Jamie Chan, 18, were charged in a criminal complaint with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and wire fraud. Court documents allege Love and Chan targeted women in Oregon, Washington, Idaho and California beginning in February 2022. Love met many of them through dating apps and presented himself as either a San Francisco 49ers player or rich real estate investor. Prosecutors said Love used social media and in-person displays of wealth to support his stories. He allegedly led several women to believe they were in serious relationships and told them he wanted to build a wealthy future with them. Chan allegedly posed as Love's financial advisor and helped make the investment offers appear legitimate. Love told the women that Chan had helped him build a fortune worth tens of millions of dollars, according to the Justice Department. We received a video in 2024 showing Love pretending to sign a contract with the 49ers. This story is legit and sane, including the fact that he had a 14-year-old business manager when he started the scam. pic.twitter.com/fbik7sci. Danzakshsk, at Real Danzak, August 28, 2026. This man, who never played in the NFL, even had a custom cake made featuring a personalized San Francisco 49ers jersey that he sent to women to prove he had been signed by the team. pic.twitter.com/ufkjhbhq. Danzakshsk, at Real Danzak, August 28, 2026. Authorities said Love used phone applications to produce fake bank and investment accounts showing large balances. He and Chan also exchanged messages in which Chan appeared to recommend investment opportunities to Love. Love allegedly forwarded screenshots of those conversations to the women before asking them to send money. The two men also arranged three-way FaceTime calls during which they displayed false investment profits and encouraged the women to invest, prosecutors said. Some women gave Love and Chan money, believing it would be invested in legitimate ventures. Others provided large loans. Love allegedly told women who lacked funds to apply for personal loans and promised that their money would be returned quickly. Prosecutors said Love stopped communicating with women after they ran out of money or began questioning him. None of the victims interviewed by investigators reported receiving returns, repayment, or information about where their money had gone. Financial records show Love and Chan received approximately $1.3 million from the women, according to the Justice Department. Investigators have identified 26 alleged victims, but the FBI believes others may exist. A video obtained by OutKick appeared to show Love signing what he claimed was an NFL contract in late 2024. When the person recording asked which team he was joining, Love replied, "Niners, you already know, Niner gang." Love said he would wear number 7 and play wide receiver for San Francisco. Colin Kaepernick previously wore the number and is currently worn by 49ers wide receiver Demarcus Robinson. In another video posted to Instagram, Love held a 49ers helmet and displayed a Google search result identifying him as a San Francisco wide receiver. "That's Google. That's not me, that's Google," Love told viewers. The NFL and the 49ers told investigators that Love had never worked for either organization. Federal authorities issued arrest warrants for both men on August 17. Investigators said Chan traveled from California to meet Love in Boise, Idaho, on August 24, where the two were arrested at Boise Airport. Love was reportedly in Idaho to meet additional women. Investigators said he traveled through New Mexico, California, Oregon, Nevada, Utah and Idaho between July 15 and August 24. Authorities said Love used several names during the alleged operation, including John Love, Dejon Love, Avril Lino Love, and Jordan Love. Both men were placed in federal custody in Boise and were scheduled to make their first court appearances on August 27. Ex-users mocked the alleged scheme and questioned how Love's claims went unchecked despite publicly available NFL rosters. "I feel like real NFL players don't send cakes with their numbers on it." CFB 24/7, at CFB 24/7, August 28, 2026. The level of embarrassment is wild. Bruh, at Joseph W., August 28, 2026. Nobody checked for the roster online? Louis Martinez, at Bullock 09, August 28, 2026.